mistakenly does. Sometimes his first touch can be a wee bit poor. As Dan Martin chips that one forward and Tyler comes and flex right in front of Michael Foley. Sometimes we only see the mistakes they made because they're very much highlighted by the noise that the crowd makes around us, Steve, as Boyd gets away momentarily, that then hits the deck and the ball will fall to a Mansfield player in Jellyman.
Yeah, I mean, gentle right.
That's a great flick. That's a great flick. And Boarding through here. Boarding must score. He doesn't. It's cleared off the line. But again, he seemed to be pushed, didn't he?
He
was going for that shot. To me, he seemed to be pushed. And the man who made that push is down in a heap on the floor, and so is Boarding. It's number four, Craig Morgan. But just as he was about to shoot, he appeared to me to be pushed off the ball.
It is, yeah, certainly, but what a great ball through and a great flick on by Metalski, wasn't it? Right into Balding's path. Balding, in, to be fair to the Peterborough defence, Nigel, they actually gathered round him pretty quickly, didn't they? You know, but, so as you said, there was a definite push, but he should have scored. To me, again, we're down to confidence. Took an extra touch too many, didn't he?
But again, something else that was posted on the internet this week, I mean, these are fans' views, they're not necessarily ones that we share, but these are fans' views where one fan was saying it's astonishing at times how many one-on-ones Michael Bowling's missed this season. You know, for a striker, it should be bread and butter, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some terrific strikers, even down to the likes of Trevor Morgan, who's done the Kartos. His one-on-one conversions were almost 100%. As Mansfield have a corner on that far side, it's taken by Hamshaw towards the back post, it's headed down, it will fall for Metalski. It was given back to Hamshaw and Boulding is pleading to get back on as the cross comes in. Mansfield are down to one striker, now Dawson.
Oh,
got the ball stuck underneath his feet and Peterborough can carry it away. It's three against three at the moment. The ball goes through on that far side to Jeff Hughes, and great rear guard defending once again from Gareth Jellyman as finally Michael Boulding has been allowed back onto the field mill pitch, and Hamshaw is on the right, gives it to Arnold, who hasn't had nearly enough of the action this afternoon. Nathan Arnold, you wonder, Steve, don't you? You wonder, is it confidence, is it an injury? Metalski again, chest it down to Boulding, on the edge of the area!
Yes!
Boulding scores! And another fantastic assist from John Metalski. That again was John Metalski, Steve Arshaw. Two fantastic assists for the Mansfield Town striker. His strike partner, nothing away from McCall. That was absolutely superb from Metalski, and McIntosh is telling him that as well. Brilliant John Metalski. A brilliant finish, Michael Boulding.
Well, we just criticised Boulding, knew him for not finishing that one-on-one. Just a couple of minutes later, Nigel, and another good ball forward, and so as you say, Metalski, a superb, that's twice now in this game, a superb ball through to Boulding. You know, he just tested it, nodded it into his path, and Boulding controlled it with one touch, finished it with the other. Terrific shot, right into the bottom corner.
And Mark Tyler, the Peterborough keeper, at full stretch. It was a Roy the Rovers type goal, Steve.
There was only one player the ball was going, wasn't it, when they left his foot?
Finish. But what a great finish. What a great view we had of it as well, as the keeper at full stretch couldn't quite get his fingertips to it, as Peterborough United will look to hit straight back at Mansfield. Newton with the throw, back to Morgan. Square ball across the defence. It's back to Newton again. And that's a giveaway. And Peterborough has given the ball back. Metalski on the edge of the area. And the Boulding looks out of play for a Mansfield down.
It's holding his head, isn't
it? John, what a great run and move. But he should have shot, Steve.
He should have shot, yeah, he's gone for that. Again, it might be confidence again, Nigel. We're looking at it. It's trying to lay the ball for Boulding. It's given Peterborough a chance to get the ball clear. But it was a way, and they've done well enough to be able to get free of the defender. Should have shot.
Oh, John Metalski, what a brilliant piece of skill, and what an awful pass from the Peterborough United defence.
This is what you want here.
A chance of yellows goes up. That will really please the Mansfield Town players. The Peterborough fans behind that goal were absolutely livid with their defence, and Mansfield very nearly two to good. Lovely skill again from Metalski. He's in possession on that far side, he's won a throw in, he has. And Peterborough United, Steve Archer, on a rocking.
They are, yeah, they're not coping, are they? They're not coping with, we talked about McLean's pace and everything else, but, you know, they're not coping well with Boulding, and Metalski's right.
The referee has actually given a, sorry Steve, I'm talking over, so I have to tell you this. The referee has actually given a free kick there for a foul on Metalski. They'll get a quick shuffle of his feet to get past his man.
Needs a goal, doesn't he?
Well, this
playing well, a goal for Metalski would boost
Metalski. Metalski. We'll call him the Queen if he gets ahead on this. I'm not sure they appreciate that, but anyway, you know what we mean. King of Field Mill. It's still only 1-0, but we can't help getting excited. We can't help getting excited because Mansfield Town are at the foot of the whole Football League as this outswinger comes in, and it's a double ricochet off the back of the Peterborough defence, and it'll be a Mansfield Town corner. We're getting excited, Mr. Archer, but it's because we're right. Desperate.
We're desperate for a win. You know, so as you said, right at the very start of the programme, Nigel, every game for Mansfield Town from now till the beginning of May is a cup final.
Another corner, Hamshaw, another good deliverance, comes in McGillicuddy, hits it down, it's cleared off the line! Wow, wow, wowee, that was close! Peterborough have time here as Mansfield regroup. The ball is launched forward, that's the first time this afternoon I've seen Peterborough see worse corners. Clearance towards Boyd, Jellyman with the challenge. And the ball reels free, ball into the box, ball into the box! Peterborough are 2 down, Mansfield Town 2, Peterborough United 0.
Well, what can you say? You know, we've moaned and bemoaned about the lack of luck that Mansfield have had all season, Nigel. That was a good element to look there, a clearance, a ricochet back, both it in. We've moaned about his one-on-ones, there were no mistake there, Nigel. Terrific finish, 2-0 the Stags.
Well, that was Mickey Boulding at his best. Because no, he didn't just get the ricochet, Steve, he had to run with the ball
across
the 3 yards, get it under control, and run at the defender to the side of the defender, and that's what we were talking about with McTaul earlier on in the game, where he got a chance to fire the ball across the keeper, which makes it incredibly difficult, and if your placement's right, if you're a foot inside either post, my friend, it's a goal.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, all places pushing, we mentioned...